Welcome to the VAT update for 14th July. And in this month's edition, we'll look at the budget, although I didn't really see anything of any interest regarding VAT practitioners or VAT practice in this year's July budget. But of course, the devil can be in the detail, and the finance bill will be published on 15th July, and it's worth having a detailed read of that when it emerges. I have a feeling almost that there's a theme to this month's VAT tax update, and it is that HMRC appears to be a very disgruntled loser. And that view is in some ways reaffirmed because HMRC have published a business brief on repayment claims and compound interest following the Littlewoods decision, where HMRC lost at the Court of Appeal, setting a decision of precedent. But HMRC are basically seeking leave to appeal to the Supreme Court, and in the meantime, the Business Brief 9/2015 has made it clear that the Court of Appeal decision does not mean they should pay compound interest to other taxpayers. So if you've got anybody affected by this, I would suggest that you maintain protective claims pending the final outcome. Another interesting case, and one which I question whether HMRC should ever have pursued this to appeal, is that of Mr. Lai, who was in partnership with Mr. Ashman. And like many partnerships, it may have started well, but it finished badly, quite acrimoniously, with Mr. Ashman moving to a new location. But he felt that the partnership continued beyond when Mr. Lai felt, and Mr. Lai notified HMRC by letter on 3rd May, therefore meeting the requirements of Section 45, VATA 1994, and in particular the notification requirement that something posted to HMRC is deemed to be accepted 2 days after it has been posted. So the real argument was whether HMRC were correct in saying that as they did not receive the notification, the partnership continued and Mr. Lai would continue to be jointly and severally liable for any VAT due right up until the final agreement was reached between Mr. Lai and Mr. Ashman in 2010. Now that would have been grossly unfair, and I say it would have been grossly unfair because in the agreement, which was reached on 18th August 2010, Mr. Ashman and Mr. Lai agreed the partnership had actually ceased on the 1st of May. And for HMRC to pursue this case in this manner, when they had no evidence to counter Mr. Lai's evidence that he had written to them on the 3rd of May, seems to have been very bad judgment. But it's quite a technical decision, and certainly one which is worth a read. And it does show the importance of a good document trail, especially in any dispute with HMRC. Finally today, the last item concerns the rank group, and in many ways it's an unusual case because it's gone all the way to the Supreme Court, which in tax matters is quite rare. There's no surprises. The Supreme Court has upheld the decision of the Court of Appeal that random gaming machines have takings which are liable to VAT and cannot benefit from the exemption which the company was arguing was available from Note 3 to Item 1 of VATA 94 Schedule 9 Group 4. Thanks very much for listening.